In Germany, many Catholics can't believe what they're hearing from their bishops. The church there has issued a new decree that harks back to the Middle Ages. As NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, German bishops have issued this warning to their parishioners. Stop paying taxes to the church and you'll be denied the sacraments, including weddings, baptisms, and funerals.
In increasingly secular Europe, Germany is one of the few countries where the state collects a special levy from its tax-registered believers and hands it over to three organized faiths. Registered Catholics, Protestants, and Jews pay a surcharge of up to 9% on their income tax bills. The Catholic Church alone receives some $6.5 billion a year. In issuing a stringent new decree, the president of the German Bishops' Conference, Robert Zollitsch, said not paying taxes for the church is a grave offense, and sacraments will be banned for those who distance themselves from the church.
In Germany, the church is a community of faith which coexists alongside the legal system. The two cannot be separated.
The message is clear. Catholics are being told that their road to heaven requires more than faith and good intentions. If they don't pay, they're out in the cold. Both conservatives and progressives are up in arms. The bells announce Sunday Mass at the Church of the Sacred Heart in Berlin's Mitte district. A few elderly women walk through the large Gothic doorway. Some young couples with children park their bikes in the courtyard. Not everyone is willing to talk about the bishop's decree. But one young woman, Martina Nager, is angry.
Yes, I do pay church taxes. I think it's absolutely not acceptable. If you want to have sacraments, you can get them if you pay taxes or not.
A middle-aged man, Sebastian Roos, is more diplomatic. He says the church does a lot of good work for the poor in society and therefore needs money. But he cannot accept the ban on sacraments.
That's not a good decision to say if you don't pay your tax, you have not the right to have a Christian funeral or a Catholic funeral. In my opinion, that's not good.
After 3 years of negotiations, the bishop's decree was approved by the Vatican. But it has unleashed a debate even among church law experts, some of whom say it raises very serious questions about justice toward the faithful. As church historian Karsten Freyrk points out, setting conditions on church membership is against the church's own legal code.
The church law itself has no idea of separation from the church. You cannot go out of the church under Catholic church law, because when you are baptized, you are a Catholic your life long.
Christian Weisner, spokesman for the grassroots Catholic organization We Are Church, says the bishop's decree carries a very threatening message that raises the specter of the grave sin of heresy.
It doesn't use the word excommunication, and actually it is not excommunication, but in fact it is like an excommunication.
The bishop's decree was issued as church defections are growing. In 2010, when the clerical sex abuse scandal exploded in Germany, nearly 200,000 Catholics left the church, and in a normal year, it's 100,000. Church statistics show that only 13% of Germany's 25 million Catholics attend Mass weekly. And Christian Weisner says the majority of those who are observant criticize the church leadership.
We need and we ask for more transparency and a more participation in the decision-making process. It can't be the case that only the bishop is deciding which parish will get money and which parish will get a new church or so.
Like Weisner, many German Catholics are starting to resist what they see as taxation without representation. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Berlin.
This is NPR News.